Okay, so Amar Mar, we said yesterday that the banim of the Meraglim and the Misonanim, right? They didn't get the portion of their father. Why not? Because they went to Yehoshua and Kalev, the Meraglim anyway, and they went to Yehoshua and Kalev, right? And therefore they got in the schos of their grandfather. They got their grandfather's portion, these boys. We don't know how old they were, but whatever it is, they got their... That's what the Gemara said. Amar, Habanim, the children of the Meraglim, Notlu, Bischos, Avi, Avihem. They got the Zchus of their grandfather's father. The Avi, Avi, Imo, Sehen. And the Zchus of their mother's fathers. Okay? We have another Brisa that says, Bischos, Atzman. No, they had their own, in their own right. How could that be? Lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha, commander Amar Liotze Mitzrayim. If the Yerusha is given to the Yotze Mitzrayim, Mistama, these people were under the age of 20. They don't get anything. Their fathers, also not getting anything. They're Meraglim. So who do they go back to? They go back to the grandfathers. Ha, but when the Bryce says, another Bryce says, no, they get their own Yerusha, that's commander Amar Liboy Haaretz. That it goes by those who went into Eretz Yisrael. They went in. They're entitled to a chelek. Vibay Seima, or, I'll give you another answer. Another answer. Havaha Leboy Haaretz. Right? Both of them are, both cases are talking about the Boy Haaretz, those going in. Velo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. What's not a Kasha? Why does one bride say they get in their own right? And one bride says they get in their grandfather's right. Not a kasha. Ha dehave ben esrim. Right? The bride that says they took their own portion, that talks about they were already 20 years old. Right? And therefore they get a chelek with the boy haaretz. Vaha, and the bride that said they go back to their grandfather's. Delo have ben esrim. They were not 20. What?
Not possible.
Why not?
Because they died in the first year.
Exactly. Ask Tosfos. Impossible. Look at top Tosfos. The second Tosfos. Ha dehavi b'nei esrim. B'neihem, the children, i'atamotzi. It's impossible. Shelo hoya b'nei esrim kimoshe perish b'kudshes. Rosh Pam said the same thing, but not as explicitly as Tosfos. The b'lias korach, nami hoyse b'yarachem meraglim. It was the same year. Tosfos says, he proves it, that it was the same, the korach and the meraglim happened a few months apart. It wasn't like 40 years later. No, it was right then. So, because they're lumping all of them together. B'nei Korach, B'nei Meraglim, they're all them together. So, K'mo Shehi B'Seder Olam, Diktani Achar B'yis Meraglim, Hoi Sebliyas Korach. V'yim Lo, Shetzavach, Hai Mai, Kamash Malon. If they're not next to each other, what are you telling me that right after this happened? How many years later? Three years? 8 years? 13 years? No, right afterwards. So what do you see? That happened at the same time. How on earth could someone leave before they're 20, and have children 40 years later that's still not 20. Impossible. Right? So Tosfos says, right, we're talking about the great-grandchildren. That's what Tosfos says. V'chein mash v'nami b'damri hein guvanu kulonu v'vadnu. He quotes of Targum Unkelis, Metagim, right, that we're all lost. So he says, what does he say it?
Right, the great
grandchildren would not get it. If you go to the first thing, would not get either. Right. Right. The Ein Lahakshos. Am I hutzruch? You see where I am in there in Tosfos? The Ein Lahakshos. Am I hutzruch lomar? Bitzchutz avi avihen. Lema. Bitzchutz avi. Lema bitzchutz avi and mamish. Why are we going back to the grandfather? B'schus avi mamish. Dahainu b'nei meraglim u'b'nei mislonin and atzmon. Dahai tana asal hashminan. Dafilu osin shlo nutlu machmas atzmon. They didn't have their own rights. Shlo hayu b'nei chaf. They weren't 20. Kishabol la'aretz. V'lo nutlu nami b'schus avi zayin mamish. K'gon shemesu b'nbar v'nol nami d'echzara. Shalom d'lehen shum ben. Shalom ben esrim. Afilu hachi nutlu b'schus avi avin. Afal pi sheba lehen machmas meraglim mislonin. In other words, it's a lot of words to say. We go back one more generation. We'll go back one more generation, it's possible. They weren't 20. And they weren't 20, but the great-grandfathers were, so then it'll all fit. Okay? That's how it works. Okay, so in this week's Parsha, we said, it's really yesterday's stuff, but it said yesterday that Yehoshua and Kalev took the Yerusha of the Meraglim. Why? Because the kasha is, the pasuk says Yaakov doesn't want to send the Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov doesn't want to send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. This is what's going to happen to him. Vayomer Reuven el Aviv. Reuven says to his father, Leimor, saying, Es shnei banai tamis. Two of my sons should die. Im lo evi enu elecha. If I don't bring Binyamin back. Right? That's what Reuven says. Two of my sons should die if I don't bring Binyamin back. What does Yaakov, what does Rashi say? Yaakov, the Torah doesn't even respond to that. What does Rashi say?
Yaakov said he's a fool.
It's a fool. No, he didn't say he's a fool. He says, B'chor Shota. What kind of thing is that? Yaakov said, my grandchildren. But I want them to die also. Right? Actually, I heard a verse from my stepmother. She said, so Yehuda comes and says, no, Anochi, I'll... listen to this verse that she said. Only she would take the verse like this. It's a beautiful verse. Anochi Erivena. I will guarantee. What's really the difference between Yehuda and Reuven? What's the difference?
Because Yehuda went through it.
Because Yehuda lost two children. She says, I know what it's like. I guarantee he'll be back. Reuven, this is Stam talking. Interesting verse. So anyway, so what is it? Rashi says, but what Yaakov says to himself, B'chor Shoto. What kind of line is that? Says the Chassam Sofer. You know what Reuven was saying? Obviously. Reuven wasn't saying nonsense. That's what it sounds like. Wasn't saying nonsense. It says the Chassan Sofer. It says in Baba Basra that Yoshua and Kalev took the Yerusha of the Meraglim. And the Pasuk says that Yoshua and Kalev chayu min ha'anashim. They remained, they were alive from among the men. What do you see? That they took their portions. Chayu. That if you lose your chelek in Eretz Yisrael, you're called a mace. You lose your chelek, you're called a mace. And that's what Reuven was saying. If I don't bring Binyamin back, my children will lose chalakim in Eretz Yisrael. Take them off the list. That's what he said. That's what he meant to say. Very interesting, right? And what does Yaakov answer back? B'chor shote. He harps on the word, B'chor shote. Reuven shote. B'chor shote. Your whole thing is you think you're the Bechor, and Bechor is not al pishnai. So you're telling me the two of you, your two sons, are going to be off the list, right? Right? Therefore, Yaakov calls him Bechor Shote. What kind of nonsense is that? What kind of nonsense is that? You're gonna lose a chilek. The whole thing didn't jive. But that's what Yaakov was. That's what Rashi says. Bechor shota. The whole thing was a nachla. Reuven's gonna have his own children die. He doesn't have the right to do that. You're not allowed to do that. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. So what kind of answer is Yaakov saying back? Bechor shota. Your whole issue is with nachla. You can't. It's not up to you. Right? Maybe he's not even gonna be the bechor. One word the Chassam Sofer picked up on. Bechor. Amazing word, no? Okay. If we have time to end, I'll ask a bomb question on the parsha that I don't have an answer to. But, gotta do the...
Related to that?
No. Okay. Next. Shrei Bechor not Shrei Chalakim. The Bechor takes two. Vamai. Why does a Bechor take two? Roy, not a Bechor, Tolavchad. Tzalavchad's daughters got a second portion. Why did they get a second portion? Because Tzalavchad was a Bechor. Right? Vamai. Roy hu. That's only potential. The ein ha-Bechor no tel roy ki b'muchzak. A Bechor does not take double portion in potential. Only in muchzak. Not the lottery ticket that's not going to be drawn for another 2 weeks. Doesn't get a Bechor in that. Father died today. Doesn't get Pishnayim in that. Why? It's only potential. What's in the room? What's in the house? What's in the land? So we're going to answer Eretz Yisrael is considered muksak. That's going to be the answer. Right? Even though they didn't get in yet. It's going to be 14 more years till they divvy it up. It's considered muksak. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. Till we get to the answer, we have a way to go. So Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. What? What do you mean? Be saved those Ahalim. Right? We're talking about the pads of the tent. Everybody, Mastama had a tent. We're talking about the pads of the tent. Look at Rashbam. The top, the first wide line. L'hachi naka yisenas olim. That's how we're talking about the pegs of the tent. No, I'm sorry, the first wide line at the bottom. You see the first widest line, the widest line. L'hachi naka yisenas olim. That's why we said the pegs of the tent. Divadeh l'kulam hayo olim. Everybody had tents. The Ain Adam Bemidbar below Ohel. Nobody slept in the dirt, in the sand. No homeless people. Everybody had a tent. Right? That's what we're talking about. So everybody asked. The Rashash asked, why don't you see the tent? Say they got a double portion in the tent. What are the pegs of the tent? Say they got a double portion in the tent. So the truth is that some Rishon had a girsa like that. He said, Yesedos v'ohalim. And then the Rajma suggests maybe to tell you a chiddush that Yesedos are considered metaltal, the whole lamdash thing, but the kasha is still the kasha. You could say that that's what the Gemara meant. So Yesedos, the pegs, plus the tent itself. Masav Rabba. Rabba says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, benosalav chadal chalakim. It took four chalakim. Shinamar, like it says. Vayiplu, Chevle, Menashe, Asara. And they took from the descendants of Menashe 10. Right? What are the 10? And one is the Chelik of Telachad, that was the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Another one was the brother of Telachad. And two Chalakim were from Chefer, because there was a Bechor. Now, if you say that it went to the Yotzei Haaretz, if you say that it went to the Yotzei Haaretz, the Boy Haaretz, Tzlafchad never went in. How are they getting his portion? So we said this yesterday. You have to say that what? That two brothers died. Right? Two brothers died and they didn't have any children. And that's why they're getting their portion. So Seth tells us maybe three brothers died. Right? So says, no, that we don't want to say. Three brothers died. The Pasuk says, the Rashba says, it says, Tzlafchad nason titain, which implies two givings. Two brothers died, not three brothers died. Tosas gives another answer. If all the brothers died, then there's no brachar at all. Then there's no chiddush at all. Just to tell me that everyone brother died, no chiddush in that, and therefore that we don't think that's the case. Anyway, Ella Amar Rabba, Eretz Yisrael muchzak es he. Eretz Yisrael is muchzak. That's the answer. Okay, Meisve. Wait a minute. Amar Rav Chidka said. Rav Chidka is. As far as I know, we only had one place in Shas. Right, Rav Chidka said, he's the one that says you have four suitors on Shabbos, besides Malav Malka, on Shabbos. I think it's him. Anyway, he said, Shimon Hashkemuni, Hayuli Chaver. I had a good friend, his name was Shimon Hashkemuni. Mitamidi Rabbi Akiva. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. V'kachay Rabbi Shimon Hashkemuni Omer. And this is what Rabbi Shimon Hashkemuni said. So Ben Yehuda says, what's this whole introduction? Right? I had a friend named Shimon Hamashkemuni, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he said, right? What's all that about? So Ben Yehuda says that he's saying as follows, that Rabbi Chidka had a friend named Shimon. He's from the town of Shkuni, whatever, right? He had a friend, and I knew him before he was a Rebbe. See what it says? Shimon Hashkemuni Hayali Chaver. I had a friend named Shimon. And you know what? The Talmud Rabbi Akiva, the Kach Haya Rebbe Shimon Hashkemuni. And this is what he said when he got Tzincha. When he became a Rebbe, and he became a Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham, this is what he said. Right. At the time I knew him, I didn't call him Rebbe. But then I called him Rebbe. We'll have a deeper vort about this in a few minutes. Anyway, Amar, he said, Yodeya Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Shebenot Slavchad Yerushatayim. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Benos Salavchad are getting an inheritance. That wasn't his Shaila. Moshe knew that Benos Salavchad are getting an inheritance. Look at the Rashbam of Yod. It's at the left side of the page. Yodeya Hayim Moshe Rabbeinu She Benos Salavchad Yerushatayim. Moshe Rabbeinu knew they're getting an inheritance. How do you know? Kimo Ben, like a son. Shaharei Dinin. Listen to this. Shaharei Dinin It's Davu B'mara. Dinin were already given in Mara 40 years ago. Kedamrina b'Sanhedrin, uksiv sham sam lo choku mishpat. Right, the pasuk in Bishalach, that's Mara. Umay said the benos lovchad ba'arvos mo b'sof mem shana. This happened 40 years later. Va'od. So therefore, what? That's how Moshe knew they're getting an achla. Va'od. Another reason Moshe knew they're getting an achla. The ikol emelaf miparshas yivmin shahabas kiben. Moshe, everybody knew the parsha of Yibam, right? If a man and a woman are married. Now let's say they have a daughter, and then the husband dies. Is there Yibam? No. What do you see? A daughter just as vital as a son regarding Yibam. So Moshe knew they were entitled, just like a son's entitled. Moshe knew that. Kedektiv umeis echad mehem uven ein lo, and it says uven ein lo ayin alav. Go check him out. Does the guy have any kids? A daughter is just as good as a son for Yibam. Misham Lamdu Kidil Kamon. They're gonna come to Moshe with this taina. If a girl's good enough to stop Yibum, a girl should be good enough to get a Yerusha. Right? Okay? Yeah. Okay, very good. Aval, back in the Gemara. Aval lo hayudea imha yinot lo zchiyat b'chor imlo. The only shaila was, do they get the b'chor? And we'll see in a bit what the shaila was. That was Moshe's suffix. The fact that they get, he had no problem with that. The only shaila was the b'chor issue. This whole parasha was worthy to be written regarding Moshe. Al Ella Shazakhu Bnos Lovchad Minikhtafa Al Yadan, but the Bnos Lovchad was Zoche, it was written on their behalf. Viyadea Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Shemakoshesh Bemisa. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Makoshesh were deserving of death. Either he carried or he did Ma'amer. Moshe knew that. Shinemar Machaleh Mos Yumas. It says in the Torah, Machaleh Mos Yumas. Avaloha Yadea Be'ezim Misa Hu Yamas. Moshe didn't know what Misa to give the guy. Okay? Look at the bottom Tosafos. Shenemar Machaleh Mos Yumas Ava Loha Yodea Be'ezim Misa Neherag Vim Tomar. What do you mean he didn't know? Lama Haya Mistapek. Why was Moshe had a suffix? What Misa to give the Makoshesh? We have a rule. Haya Lo L'Rodano B'Chenek. He should have gotten Chenek. Why? Because Chenek is the least severe. So it's a deep. Why is Chenek? Stam Misa's Chenek. Why? Why is Stam Misa Chenek? Because it's a default. I can't give the guy more. How do I know what to give him? I'll give him the least. So Moshe says, I don't know what to do. Should I give him the worse? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Give him the least. Give him chenek. Stam mises chenek. So the Gemara says, the chom mises hamur b'tor stam chenek. V'yesh lomar. No, the mistabra ha'yinirolo shenadon b'skila ka'ovid avodah zarah. Moshe already smelled that Shabbos is not stam chenek. Shabbos was like being over to Avodah Zarah. You Bechal Shabbos, you're like almost like being over to Avodah Zarah. The Bechal Duchti, Omar, the Dome Shabbos la Avodah Zarah. Moshe knew all these members in Shas, where Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are always lumped together. So he knew, he smelled, that it can't be that I should give this person Chenek. I don't know what to give him. The Hainu Bechal Shabbos before Hesiel, Lovik Avodah Zarah, Vitzorach Lomar, the Tzavik Kerabonon, he held it the Rabbanon, that what? That when you give somebody Hasra, you don't have to tell the person what Misa they're going to be getting. On the law, Kirb Yehuda, not like Kirb Yehuda. To eat Kirb Yehuda, the Amar be'elu heinan nisrafin. He says, "Ad shiodi uhu be'ezem misa hunerad." You have to tell the person which misa he's getting. The ledidhu ledidei Amar hasam harasha haisa. So how could they give hasra to the mekoshesh? They didn't know what misa he's getting. So the Gemara answers Sanhedrin. That was harasha. That's harasha. One shot deal. V'chein lo ha'yidam Moshe is none of a misa. So right. So that's what Tosafot says. Don't tell. Moshe knew it wasn't Chenek. What it was, he wasn't sure. But Chenek, he knew it wasn't. Ben Yehuda says, the Mekoshesh acted L'Shem Shemayim. Why did he act L'Shem Shemayim? Because everybody was very depressed after the Meraglim, after the Chet of the Meraglim. After the Chet of the Meraglim, everybody wanted to throw in the towel. Not going to get Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs don't matter, nothing matters. So Mekoshesh thought to himself, how can I do this? It's a whole shaila. If I'm a Chal Shabbos, they'll put me to death, and then it'll be like an example. No, everything's still serious. Okay, so we're not going to get Eretz Yisrael, what can I tell you? But I'm not throwing everything else away. And Moshe maybe had a suffix. Well, in such a situation, maybe we don't give skila. No, even then we give skila. We don't care about your motives. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. Okay. Ella Sheneschayev Mekoshesh V'nichtefa Al Yado. Right? Since the Mekoshesh was Chayev, we write the mitzvos that are related to the Mekoshesh because of the Mekoshesh. Lamdecha, that teaches you, Shemagadol Zechus Al Yedei Zakai V'chov Al Yedei Chayev. We treat a good person good. Not we treat a good person good. Zechus enroll with a person who's meritorious, and Chov enroll with a person who's not meritorious. Right? You Right? Zechusim breed Zechusim, and Chovim breed Chovim. Right? Chovos. Okay? Now, why did the Gemara only mention over here, two places where Moshe did not know what the halacha was? What were they? Mekoshesh and Benos Halafchad. What about Pesach Sheni? What about the Mekalel? Why are only these two mentioned? Right? Why are the only these two mentioned? So the Ritva says, because the Mekoshesh was Tzalavchad. So it goes very nicely, hand in hand. The Mekoshesh was Tzalavchad. So both of these stories, Moshe didn't know the halacha, and they're both about the same guy. Both about the same guy.
So where do we see that, though?
What?
We all heard that, though. Where did we see that?
What do you mean?
Where did it explicitly
mention? That what? That the Mekoshesh is Moshe Rabbeinu?
No.
That
no.
The Mekoshesh is Tzalavchad? We'll get to that in 1 second. It's not a Rashi, it's a Gemara. And by the way, the Torah Chaim says, you know why only these two are mentioned? Because here, Moshe knew something. He didn't know the whole story. He knew the guy gets Misa. He wasn't sure which Misa. He knew the Benos Lachal getting the Nachla. He just didn't know about the Bechor issue. Pesach Sheni, he didn't know anything. He didn't know at all. What do I do with this? What do I do with these people? They want a Pesach Sheni. I don't know. That's why it's not here. Though that he completely had no clue. Right? Here, at least he had an idea. I know there's a Misa over here. I'm just not sure which one. Okay? And the reason why we bring the Benos Lachal first, even though the Mekoshesh happened first, is because we want to start off with a nice thing. Then we always say we don't want to end with a bad thing, right? But you have to end somehow. So we start off with the daughters, that's a better thing, and we end off with the Mekoshesh, which is a bad thing. Asks the Ben Yehoyada. Unbelievable. This is an unbelievable Ben Yehoyada. First of all, who cares that Rav Shimon HaShkumuni was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva? Who cares? Right, we said, oh, Shimon HaMashkuni was my friend, he was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he said, what did he say? He said that Moshe knew the Benos Lachad getting a Nachla. Who cares who he was? All of a sudden we're so interested in who he was? Question number one. Question number two, that's not question number one. The Gemara, David, in Sanhedrin says that Rabbi Akiva said that Tzalavchad was the Mekoshesh, and he acted L'shem Shemayim. Okay? Right. No. The Mekoshesh was Tzalavchad. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to have to pay for that statement. If it's not true, he said Lashon Hara on Tzalavchad. And if it's true, then why does the Torah say that? Who are you bad-mouthing Tzalavchad? That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says to Rabbi Akiva in Sanhedrin. You're going to pay for that. Okay, you're revealing who's Rishayim. Torah didn't say a word. He said either it's Lashon Hara, either way it's Lashon Hara. Either way it's no good. Who gave you the right to do that? What? Oh, so Rabbi Akiva held that what? Rabbi Akiva held that I'm allowed to reveal who it is. You know why? Because he acted L'shem Shemayim. He made a mistake? Absolutely. Not Lashon Hara. He acted L'shem Shemayim. He was trying to save Klal Yisrael. Everybody wanted to throw in the towel and go back to Mitzrayim and just become nothing. And Tzalavchad was saying, no, I got to make an example of that. I got to show everybody, no, the Torah still matters. Halacha still matters. Misa still matters. It all still matters. He did L'shem Shemayim. So Rabbi Akiva was being Meshabeach. Rabbi Akiva was being Meshabeach Tzalavchad. It wasn't bad-mouthing him. He was being Meshabeach. Okay?
It doesn't answer the question, though.
1 minute, we'll get into it. I don't know. Okay. Now, Shimon HaShkumuni didn't hold like that. He didn't hold that Tzalavchad was doing little Shem Shemayim. Why not? Because he said, Mechovin al yidechov. We give him a pat on the back. Why? Because they were such wonderful women, right? And to love and to Mekoshesh, Mechov al yidechov. Said to Ben Yehoyada, he was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, but he didn't hold like him. I don't have to hold like my Rebbe about everything. I don't have to agree with everything the Rebbe says. Rabbi Akiva said that he was L'dan L'chaschos, and he did L'b'shabeach him. Says Rabbi Chidika, Rabbi Shimon HaShkumuni was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he didn't agree with him. You don't have to agree with everything your Rebbe says. And that's why he mentions who he was. Amazing Vart. You know how many Gemaras you have to know this Vart? You have to know the whole, right? It's an amazing thing that Ben Yehuda says. Therefore, that, Why? So why did Rabbi Akiva do it? For instance, the Torah didn't feel it was necessary. Why did Rabbi Akiva do it? Interesting. I guess he felt that it's... I don't know. That's a good question. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Fine. Now, if Eretz Yisrael is muchzak, meaning you get Eretz Yisrael even before you're, right? Even though it's only Roy, but since it's the Holy Land of Israel, it's treated as if it's already Muktzak, then might come a stop collect. What was Moshe Rabbeinu Suffolk? He knows the girls get. His only Shiloh was Bechor. What's a Suffolk? Right? So the Gemara says, no, he goofed come a stop collect. This is the Suffolk. The Suffolk was. He went through this whole Torah. Do I say that Bechor, right? Dixiv, Venasati Osa Lachem Morasha Ani Hashem. Right, that's the pasuk. Yerusha hi lachem be'avoseichem. It's a Yerusha. Oh, Dilmor maybe. Shemorishin, maybe it's a Morish, meaning that Morishin the Ein Yarshin, meaning the Yotzei Mitzrayim are Morish the land to the, they inherit the land to their children. But you don't inherit the land yourself from your father. So therefore, it's only considered Roy. That was Moshe Rabbeinu Suffolk, and he resolved it. He said, "Upashdule tarvaihu Yerusha lachem me'avoseichem." No, it's Yerusha. Umarishin ve'ein yarshin, and they're giving it to you. You don't get it in your own right. And that's what it says in the of Yashir. Tivimo v'sitaimo v'har nachal asecha. They will be planted in the land of Israel. Tivimnu lo nemar. It doesn't say we will be planted. It says Ella tivimo, they will be planted. In other words, the people that sung the Shira, Melamed Shenes Nabin ve'en Yodin Manes Nabin. They gave a prophet. They didn't even know what they were saying. They didn't realize what they were saying. They were saying they're not going into Eretz Yisrael, right? So, in other words, okay. Now,
has that proved its potential on that Moshe or either way? Since Morisha ve'elmo Yosef, they themselves will not inherit.
That the ones that leave Mitzrayim, they're no. They're the ones who are being. They will inherit a chalak to their children, right? But you don't get it yourself. He says over here, Lo Yerusha ba'atzmam me'avoseihem. Not sure what that means.
You will not inherit it themselves.
Right.
How does that prove that?
Because it's only right. It's only right. Okay, we got the truth is now from now to the bottom. It's going to go fast. It says that I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure. You have to look, bring my eye on that pasuk. How does that pasuk teach you that they didn't? That they're the only roi? That I'm not so sure about. So right, that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that they stood in front of Moshe and Elazar and the Nesiim and the Eda. So the Gemara says, "Efshar amdu lifnei Moshe." They went to Moshe, and Moshe wasn't sure. So v'lo amru lehen davar. He didn't have an answer. So then amdu lefnei nesiim. But they went to the underling, right? V'chol ha'ida. Did that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. Ella saras hamikra v'dorsheu. Now read the pasuk the other way around. Even though the pasuk says it like this, read it the other way around. Well, first they went to the lower people, then the upper, then Moshe Rabbeinu. And all along the way nobody knew. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's what Rabbi Yoshia says. Abachanan Omar, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, the Beis HaMedrash Hayu Yoshvin. No, everybody was sitting around in the yeshiva learning. The women walked in, and they asked it to the general, anybody have an answer to this? Right? V'holchu v'amdu lehen lefnei kulan. And they asked everybody. So, b'maykom iflagi, what's the machlokas about? Mar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, cholkin kovet talmud makom rav. You can give kovet to a talmud, and the rav is sitting there. So it's perfectly okay to ask Elazar or the Nesiim, and Moshe's sitting right there. That's okay. Why? You're allowed to give kavod to someone else, even though the Rebbe's sitting there. Umar Saber ain't cholkin. You can't do that. Therefore, first they went to the Nesiim, and then they kept building up till Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hilchasa cholkin. The halacha is you can do it. V'hilchasa ain't cholkin. The halacha is you can't do it. So this is the Gemara. Kash hilchasa hilchasa. What kind of statement is this? So the Gemara says hilchasa hilchasa lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Had the palag le rabbi yikara, had the palag le rabbi yikara. When can you give cover to the Talmud in front of the Rav? When the Rav himself gives cover to the Talmud. If the Rav, he's such a kind of person, where he will be mechabed the Talmud. Why don't you give an answer? You give a svara. You paskin. If the Rav talks that way, then so can you. And if you don't talk that way, if the Rebbe doesn't treat the Talmud like that, then you can't either. That's a bizarre to the Rebbe. So that's the answer. Either what the halacha is, you can, if the Rebbe does, and if not, not. Fine. Tanya. Benos Lovchad, the doors of Chachmani Yosein, they were smart. Darshani Yosein, they were Darshanim. And Tidkani Yosein, they were Tidkanios. Right? The Ben Yoyada, they have all these Tzalavcha, it's Rosh Tevas, Pe'er, Libnosa, Sidkanios, Chachmanios, Vidarshanios. That's the each word of Tzalavcha means that. Others say Tzalavcha means Tzalavchad. Tzalav is a branch. Tzalav is a kind of bush with three branches. So he had children that were Chachmanios, Darshanios, and Sidkanios. Okay. Anyway, they were single. They're going to get married now. That'll take us into tomorrow's stuff. Chachmanios, they were smart. Delafisha, Dibro. They spoke at the right time. What does that mean? Damar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Malamid Shem Moshe Yosef Rabbeinu Yosef Adorish Parshas Yibmin. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting and learning Parshas Yibum. Shenamar Ki Yeshu Achem Yachtav Amrulo Im Kiben Anu Chashuvim Tenu Lanu Nachla Kiben. If we're like a son, just like a daughter, there's no more Yibum. So too, we should have a Yerusha. Why? Because there's no Yibum. Im Lav, and if not, it's Yabim Imenu. Let our mother do Yibum. Right? If we don't count, let her do Yibum. Let the brother, which brother's around? They said all the brothers died. Let the brother do Yibum, right? Let Tzalavchad's brother marry the wife. Says the daughters. If girls don't count, you can't have it both ways. Miyad, v'yikav Moshe al mishpatan lefnei Hashem. Moshe goes to ask. That's a good question. Right? Darshani Yosein, she'omrim ilu ha'yelo ben lo debarnu. Had there been a son, we wouldn't say a word. Right? Had there been a son, he wouldn't say a word. Says the Rashbam. Why? Because Kvar Ho Yodesh Ben Yorish is of it. They already knew that a son inherits a father. Shari Ho Yodesh Parshas Nachlos. Because they already knew Parshas Nachlos. Ask Tosfos, what are you talking about? Parshas Nachlos was only taught because of the Benos Lovchad. So how did they know that if there's a son, they don't get? So Tosfos says, you know how they knew? Because the Pasuk said that girls can't marry outside the Sheva, but boys can. That they knew. Why are boys allowed to marry outside the Sheva? Oh, must be because boys get a Yerusha and girls don't. That's what Tosa says. Anyway, I Votanya Bas, it says, there's a brisa that says daughters. Amar Reb Yirmiya, Tzami Mikan Bas. Take that brisa out. Rashbam says, we don't know what those words mean. What does that mean? Bas. The brisa doesn't make any sense. Remove it. Abai Amar, no. Filu Haya Bas Leben Lo Dibarnu. Even had there been a son to the daughter, we know we wouldn't get anything. In other words, even if, Bas Leben, a daughter, even if they had a son, even if our father had a son, and he died, but he left a granddaughter, we also know we don't get anything. We're not allowed to seduce him. We know we don't get anything. Tzidkanios hayd, and they were Tzidkanios. Shelo nasu el alafi hagun lahem. They only married men that were appropriate for them. What does it mean, appropriate for them? So that's, we're going to end off, and they waited until 40 years until they got married, so we'll stop here. We'll stop here, and tomorrow's daf is fascinating with Yocheved, the beginning anyway. And we'll stop here. Okay, I'll leave you with this question. Yosef tells, I thought this is a bomb question. Dr. Friedman, maybe you can help us out with this question. Yosef tells somebody, we don't know who it is, he tells somebody, go catch up with the brothers, tell them they have the cup, and bring them back. Somebody, one of Yosef's people, goes to the brothers and says, you have the cup. The brothers say, how could you accuse us of having the cup? We actually came back to bring the money back that it was accidentally put in our bag. How can you accuse us of that? The brothers say, wherever the cup is, should die, and the rest of us should be servants. And the guy says back to the brothers, no, don't be so harsh. Only the one who has the cup is going to be a servant. The rest of you can go free. And sure enough, the cup's found in Benjamin's sack. Question is, don't we know that when a tzaddik says something, it's mekayim, whether or not he meant it or not? When Yaakov said, whoever has the truffin is going to die. Did he know Rachel had the truffin? He did not know. Did he mean for Rachel to die? No, he did not. So why didn't Binyamin die? Whoever has the cup should die. Whoever has the truffin should die. Why didn't Binyamin die?
He didn't say she died.
What?
He didn't say she died.
Rachel?
No, Binyamin said she should be a servant.
No, the one who has the cup should die. The rest of us should be a servant. That's how sure they were they didn't have the cup. So look at the pasuk. Right? I don't know. Right? It's a bomb question. What? He didn't die. It says, Asher yimotei ito me'avadecha v'meis. Wherever that cup is found, v'meis. V'gam anachnu nihye la'adoni la'avadim. Well, the rest of us will be servants. V'yomer, no. Gam ata kidvechem kein hu. Asher yimotei ito yili eved. Whoever has it should be an eved. Atem tiyunikiyim, and you guys should be free. So this is what I heard. Tell me what you think of this answer. Who was speaking to them? Who was talking to them?
Manasseh.
Manasseh knew they were the brothers. Yosef told him. Yosef told him. So when that statement was said, Manasseh says, oh my goodness, they just said the same thing that killed my grandmother. He just said that the person should die. I got to undo this. Vayomer, he says, Gam, listen to this lashon, Gam ata, also you, Kidiv Rechem, like you speak, Kain who, so should be. Asher Yimatzi Ito, wherever the cup is, Yeheli Eved. In Eved, doesn't have any money. In Eved is an Ani and Ischash of Kemes. And that's how your Klala will be Makoyim. Ba'atem Tiyuniki, the rest of you can go free. That's a suggestion. What do you think of that one? What? What? Maybe even if it's 5 minutes. Even for 5 minutes, they take him back. So till Yosef reveals himself, he's a servant. Till Yosef reveals himself, he's a servant. Right? That's a suggestion. What do you think of that one? Otherwise, I think it's a bomb kasha. No? It's a bomb kasha. All right, I'll leave it.
He didn't actually steal the cup.
That's not what it said. I show you mate, whatever the cup is. Whoever has the cup. Imply, no, but it's not what it says. It didn't say whoever stole the cup. I show you mate, whatever the cup is. Unbelievable. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos, and we'll resume tomorrow.
Unless Yaakov met.
All right. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Ches. We're on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I guess by the 5 lines from the bottom, we'll read the Simen. Simen L'Rav Tzlavcha B'Yosef Ichbel Menashe Yichashev. Okay, so the Gemara, we had mentioned yesterday two shitos, as to how the land, when they went to Eretz Yisrael, how the land was distributed. Was it distributed based on Yotzei Mitzrayim? Or was it distributed based on Bnei Aretz? So if it's Yotzei Mitzrayim, then however, it doesn't matter how many people you had coming into Eretz Yisrael, it was all based on who left. So you could have left equal amount of people, and I had one, me and you, but I had 20 children and you have one child, it doesn't matter. My 20 children split one nachla, and your one child gets one nachla. Or do you say it's based on Boi La'aretz, but even Boi La'aretz wasn't really just Boi La'aretz. It was this chazara. It was Boi La'aretz, and then the chai was yorish to the mace, and then they split it up based on that. So you had Reuben and Shimon, one had 10, one had 1, so they get 11 portions. It goes back to the father, and then it gets split up again, 5.5, 5.5 to each, was the example Rashbam said. So now, the Gemara's will bring different kashas, different questions on the shitas. So, now the Gemara is going to bring a question of Rav Papa on the Shita of Rav Yonasan, who says that the land was Nechlok based on Boi Ha'aretz. Right? So, Amalei Rav Papa Le'abaye, Rav Papa says to Abaye, Bish Le'malamanda Amar, all is well, according to the Manda Amar, who says, Le'yotse Mitzrayim Neschalka Aretz, that the land was distributed to those who left, based on those who left Eretz Mitzrayim, Hayod Iksiv, that's why the Pasuk says, La'rab Harbe Nachalaso, Ve'lama'at Tamit Nachalaso. So the Rashbam explains what's going on here. So the Pasuk is saying that it's the Rav, it's all the Rav Tabra Nachlaso, even if he was Rav when he left Eretz Mitzrayim, but now he has less, nevertheless, Tabra Nachlaso, he gets a bigger Nachla, because it's based on what happened when he left Mitzrayim. And the one who, and Lamait, Tamit Nachlaso, let's say someone had a little amount of people when he left Mitzrayim, but now he had more born to him in Eretz, in the Midbar, nevertheless, it's Lama'at, Tamit Nachlaso. That makes sense. Then it's all fine. That's why that pasuk makes sense. However, Elo Lamanda Amar Leboi, we'll read the Rashi in a minute. Elo Lamanda Amar the Leboi Haaretz, that it was the land was divided based on Boi Haaretz. My Larab Tabar Nachlaso and Lamat Tami Nachlaso. What does it mean, Larab Tabar Nachlaso? It wasn't distributed based on the people who left Mitzrayim. It was you got what you got because that's you got what you got because what's going on? Oh, too far. I'm moving. I thought the safe wasn't open. So that's what does it mean? The Rav Tabar Nachalaso. There's no Rav and Ma'at. It's whatever you are at the time you went to Mitzrayim. That's what you get. Let's read Rashbam. The Rashbam says, David Marshall starts on the base. Bishma the Rambam goes to Mitzrayim. Chagol Aretz Hainik Sid the Rav Tabar Nachalaso and Ma'at Tamit Nachalaso. Elamanda Amar Lebaya Aretz and Chagol Ma'at Rav Tabar Nachalaso Kasha. Right? Lo Garcino. Where does it go? Right, so if you go in the Rashbam, five lines in the short, in the skinny lines, and the end it says Amalar Avalmi Larav Tabernachlo So Maksha. The Mashme Lemisha Hayarav Vyatsis Mitzrayim. Whoever had a lot when you left Mitzrayim, Kidiksiv Basray, Lishmos Matos Avosam Yin Khalu, Apopisha Akshav Nitmait, Bichmisosam Arits Tabernachloso. So Larav at Yesia Tabernachloso. Right? Ula Oso Shahayim Ma'at Vyatsis Mitzrayim, Tamit Gam Ato, even now it would be less. Nachlaso Apophish Nisrabe. His land is smaller, even though he had more kids in Mitzrayim in the Midbar. The Hachiyotani Sifri Beheja is how it says in the Sifri explicitly. L'rab Tabar Nachlaso Haresha Yotzim Ol Yudbanim. Someone left with 10 children from Mitzrayim. Ubichnisas Alonim Tzu Elahei. But when he got to Eretz Yisrael, there was only 5 children. Korani Alav L'rab Tabar Nachlaso. On him, I say L'rab Tabar Nachlaso, right? Because he still gets 10 portions. Haresha Yotzim Imo Heibanim. He left with 5. And now there's 10. Korani alav ulemaat tamit nachlaso, because he still only gets 5, even though there are 10 of them. Disalkadat chamina nizel basar hashdo kamash mla nizel basar. You go to say Mitzrayim, so that makes sense. But according to the man damer who says it's nechlak lebayar, it's kasha. So my first Rashbam says, why is that tiyufta? He says l'didon kasha lo yadin l'tirutzikra liba hutana. There's no answer, so maybe it should be tiyufta about what's going on here. The halek, so he says, because you can't answer. The leka lemeimar lerav tarbe oso shu rav achso of tabernachlaso lamavichu muat achu tamidachlaso. You can't say that. It just simply means whoever has a lot of people gets a lot of land, whoever has little people gets little land. You can't say that. The svaruhu the kedusiv leela ela techalika aris below tzarif kra. It already says you're going to give the portions to the people who go in. So it can't be that. So it's obviously going back on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So there's a kasha. This is a kasha on. Is a kasha on that mandamer who says that it was nechlak to bayaritz because then there's no the pasuk doesn't make sense. The Gemara leaves as a kasha. Next question. Amalei Rav Papa, don't we usually say like we ask Shilas about this? It's like, you know, it was a history, so who cares? Like, don't we ask questions? Like, there's a thing about how many, I forgot what it was about, something about Har Sinai.
Yeah, how many, if somebody went up there, if Lach went up there,
right?
How many judges would judge
the other? Right, and what do we answer?
Who cares?
So this is very historical, but is this right? Is this lemaisa? Is this how the Eretz Yisrael is going to be nechlak also in the future? I don't know. I spent a lot of time on this. So, next question. Amalei Rav Papa Labai Bishlam Alamanda Amar Liotzei Mitzrayim. It makes sense according to the Mandamer who says that the land was nechlak to Yotzei Mitzrayim. Hainu Diketzafchan Beno Slovcha. That's why Beno Slovcha had a complaint. Right? But what does the pasuk says? The pasuk says, "Lama yigara shem avinu mitoch mishpachto kein obein tinal lano achuz b'soch achay avinu." Okay, give us your father's portion. If you say that the land was given to the bayi haaretz, what portion did Slavkot have? He wasn't a bayi haaretz. He was nifter in the midbar. So what are they complaining about? They don't have any right to anything. So he says, "El amanda arm the bayi haaretz Slavkon halesid lishkol." There's nothing that Slavkot has that their brother would have taken that they now have a right to take. So the whole parsha in the Torah doesn't make any sense. And Mar says, "No, this one they answer." Elah chazara. No, because according to one who says, it's a little too complicated. But according to the one who says that it's lebayaris is a concept of chazara. Lechazara velito benichse chefer. Meaning, let's look at the Rashi, the Rashbam. He see answers. Elah chazara velito benichse chefer. Demand isle lebayaris. According to my Amar says, the land was distributed based on those who came to Eretz Yisrael. Isle chazara. He has the concept. He has the concept of chazara. You get it, you give it back to your father, and then it's redistributed. You know, it's like a ping pong. It goes back and forth. This is what Beno Slavchot said. Why? Because they all would have gone to when all the sons of Chefer get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, then it ping-pongs back to Chefer, right? It goes back to Chefer. And then from Chefer, it's redistributed, right? And then it goes back out, and then it goes back to all Chefer's children, including Slavchad. Slavchad's not there, it will go to his son. His son's not there, it will go to his daughters. So his daughters want, basically, they want the rebound. They're making the claim on the rebound, on the back. You're confused.
Because it doesn't make any sense. He doesn't own anything.
No.
He has nothing.
Doesn't matter. The sons go in. They get land. That land goes back to Chefer.
How does it go back to Chefer?
That's the whole point. That's Chazara. That's the Chai Yorish Lemes that we had yesterday.
I understand that.
So it goes back to Chefer. Now Chefer is the father. all of Hefer's children now get a portion, including Shlofchad. But Shlofchad's dead, so his sons get his portion. If there are no sons, his daughters get the portion. Even though he wasn't there on the, in the going in, but he's there on the rebound. He's there on when it comes back from Hefer. Because, yeah. So the proof from here that no Shlofchad were real Lamdanim. They knew what they were talking about, right? Let's finish the Rashbam, right? The Yorish Osa L'Chobano, the Yitov Avino Shehu B'chor Beis Chalakim, and our father who's the B'chor should take two Chalakim. Ohu Obino should come Tachtav. Kedeksivim Ein Lo Ayin Alav. V'Hashav She'Ein Lo Bein. Now there's no son. Lama Nikom Tachas Avino. We should go. Why we should get the Liris Nachalaso? Habalo Michefer Aviv Aydei Chazara Shehechziru Banav U'Bnei Banav Shahumi Bar Aretz. Sherei Bas Habein Yoreshes Imanachem. The daughters are Yorish. Yoreshes. Rashbam says, you see later on, Darshanios are you. They were Darshanios. Bahay Yodos, Shabasa Bein Tirashima Achim, Shalomdom Miparishas, Yivomim, come on. That's how they did it. It wasn't that Hefer, Shlofchad didn't get going in. Shlofchad got it when it went back to his father and then came back out. And they should get that portion. So the Parsha still exists according to this Man Damar. Good? This girl's went to Yeshiva, apparently. Yeah. Very good Yeshiva. Okay. Simply, got it?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Right. It goes back, and then when it comes back out from the father, it goes to his line, whoever's there, and the daughters are there.
The
yeah. Okay.
But either way, no matter how they slice it, there's got to be something with people left and right.
Yes. Yes. Because even according to the man, Amr, who says, Ola Ha'aretz, even according to the man, Amr, says, Ola Ha'aretz, because of those two psukim we had yesterday.
I understand that.
So that's, you're right.
You know what?
You're right. Somehow the Mitzrayim is involved.
Right.
The question
involved.
Is how they're involved. Okay. Next, Bishlam Alman Amar. This is a story that happens in Yoshua. Yoshua is Machalik land, and the B'nai Menashe come and they complain a little bit because they had a lot of people, and they felt that they didn't get a big enough portion. So Bishlam Alman Amar Liotzi Mitzrayim Hayinu Dekasafkam B'nai Yosef. That now it makes sense why B'nai Menashe will kvetch to Yoshua, Dichsiv, by Yedabru B'nai Yosef. Right, was the pasuk continues, Yedabru B'nai Yosef, as Yoshua, Le'mor, Maduna, Satali, Nachla, Goral, Echad, Bechevel, Echad, Vani Amrav, Adash, Erad, Kol, Berchani, Hashem. Hashem blessed me with a lot of children. I have a big nation. Why do I, it's not fair if I'm going to get such a small portion. So it makes sense that they can have a complaint if the land is distributed based on Olim Mitzrayim. Because only Mitzrayim they had a little, now they have a lot, so they're questioning why they got such a small portion. But if the land was distributed based on the Boy Haaretz, so then they would have gotten a lot more. Because they would have gotten poor. Yes, it would have gone back and forth, it would have ping-ponged a little bit, but they would have got the original calculus would have started off with how many people they had coming in. El Lamandam or the Boy Haaretz, my Katsavku, Kul Shakul. They all would have taken something. What would have been the problem? So Gemara says, no, the reason is Mishum Tufalim to have a Nefish Elhu. The reason why they were complaining is, you're right, it goes according to Boy Haaretz. But nevertheless, what happened is saying, according to Rashbam, what happened was, is that they had, for some reason, had a lot of children that were born in the Midbar who weren't 20 years old at the time of the census in Arvos Moav, and therefore didn't get an Achla. So all those children, whatever, we saw them go through how they had no place to be Yorish from. They didn't have any uncles, right? They weren't, their fathers must have died. Whatever it was, they had all these Yisomim, and they couldn't get an Achla from themselves, and they didn't get anything from their fathers, so they losing out. So that's what the complaint was. It happens to be that the B'nai Menashe was experiencing an extreme population explosion in the Midbar, as opposed to other Shvatim, because in the census in Yotzei Mitzrayim, in Bamidbar, it says that they had, I think it says they had 32,200, right? And then in the Minyan Sheni, in Arvos Moav, it says that they had 52,700. So that's a big percentage increase, much larger percentage increase than, I don't know, they multiplied. Yet they all multiplied without, they didn't have anybody to be Yorish from. Remember, that's why they were complaining. So they were complaining because they have all these youths that didn't get anything. So Shiloh's brought down, that's about Shiloh, but I'm not sure who said it. The census for Arvos for the Bay Mitzrayim took place in year 40 in the Midbar by Arvos Moav. It then took 14 years for the land to be distributed.
Seven to fight,
and then seven for distribution.
Right.
So there's 14 years, so you could have been 19 at the time of the census. 14 years later, you're what?
33.
You're 33 years old, but you still don't get a nachla, because it all goes based on... Or you could have been 59 at Arvos Moav. 14 years later, you're 73. You're over the 60-year threshold, but you're still getting the nachla. That seems to be the calculus, how it's working. Okay. Next, Abaye makes a statement. Amar Abaye. Oh, one second. Abaye still makes a statement. Wait one second. Okay, Amar Abaye. Amar Abaye, Kuf Yud Ches, halfway down on Amar Aleph. Amar Abaye, Shema Mina. But from the fact that we see that there were only two people who complained, they didn't get an achla, Beno Slovchad and the Bnei Menashe, right? Shema Mina, the Lo Havi Chad, the Lo Shakil. That there was no one else in Bnei Yisrael that had a taina. Everyone else got an achla. The Islok Adaita Havi Chad, the Lo Shakil, because if there was somebody else who didn't get an achla, Ibarle the Mitzavach. They should have complained. We should have had a record of their complaint or of their conversation. As the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, maybe the Gemara only records those who had a complaint, had a valid complaint. V'chi Tema, the Tzabach ba'ahani kasvei kra, but the Tzabach below ahani, that they weren't successful, lo kasvei kra, can't be, because we have Bnei Yosef, meaning the Menashe, who had a complaint, but they didn't get more of a nachla. What does Yeshua tell them? Yeshua tells them, you know what? Go to the Aros, go to the forests. Take a nachla there. It's a whole question of who does the forests in Eretz Yisrael belong to, right? The Hav Bnei Yosef, the Tzacha, below Ahani, the Kasei Krah. Bnei Yosef had a complaint. They complained, and their complaint wasn't listened to. They didn't get their nachla didn't get expanded, right? The Kasevina Krah, and the Pasuk writes them. So you see that the Tanakh will write a complaint about the nachla, whether or not the complaint was valid. So if no one else complained, the Bai says, there's no record of any other one's complaints, no one else had a complaint. That's the Chiddush. That's why Abaye is making the statement. Could be. That's the right. That's the famous. There's Aruch HaShulchan on that about what says that there was the nace in the base of Middash was we used to have thousands of people that would come down and they would down and then there was room for everybody. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, wasn't it the base of Middash explained that there was no room and there was more room? But no one complained that they were that was the nace. No one complained. Because you're visiting the house of Hashem. Hashem's the Baal HaBos. Yeah, but they still pay membership to the Beis HaMikdash. So I don't know. It must have been a board meeting or something last night. Anyway. So the Gemara's Docha, Abaye's Raya. Because the Gemara's going to say that it's not that the Bnei Ephraim complaint is mentioned because they... Even though that they weren't valid. There was another reason why we should write Bnei Ephraim's complaint, because what Yeshua gave them afterwards, told them afterwards. But there's no proof that there was no one else complained and it wasn't written down, right? Hasam, Eitzatova Kamashba. Now there, the reason why the complaint of Ephraim, of Menashe is written, is because in the continuation of the Psukim, if Yeshua's answer, he's giving them an Eitzatova. The Yibayle Le'inchi Le'ezdurmi Me'ein Abisha. Yeshua tells them, you have so many people, go to the forest and build your bigger houses over there, away from people, so that no one looks at you and gives you an ayin hara. Hide your possessions. Hide yourself. V'hayim tika amar Yeshua, and that's what Yeshua says, t'ksiv, v'yomar leim Yeshua im am rab ata, if you're such a big nation, alei lecha hayara, go into the forest, and the pasuk continues, uvareis lecha sham be'eretz ha'priz v'refayim. So, what does it mean? Gemara says, amar lehu, Yeshua says to an Ephraim, right, I can't give you more land, but I have an etzer for you. Lichu v'hachbu atzmechem b'yarim. Go and hide yourself in the fields. Shelo tishlot b'chem ayin ra. And no one would have an ayin ra on you. So that's the reason why the whole deal of Ephraim, of Menashe is written. Not to say that, even to show that even if you complain and don't have a valid complaint, you get written down, therefore no one else had a complaint. This one, it could be that other people complained and didn't have a valid and didn't have a nachla, but they didn't win their case. The reason why the name Menashe is written is because of what happens afterwards of Yehoshua. So Yeshua tells him that if you have a lot, you should go hide yourself in the forest. I think this is very similar to there's a famous kliyoker in Parshas Devarim. Pasuk in Parshas Devarim says, "Pnu lachem tzafona." You should basically pshat is you should go north. You know, you're going south in the midbar. Pnu lachem tzafona, right? Go up north. So the Kliyakar says Safona is in the Lashon of Safun. What's Safun? Hidden. He says, you're going north now, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be seen by other people. Safun, you've got to hide your possessions. You can't be shown, you can't have everything shown off to you. He says, he writes in there, he goes, that's the sequel for the long gullus. Is because you have people who, whether or not they can afford or not, they show off what they have. They show off what they have. And that's the reason, Kliyaka writes, that's the reason for the gullus. Don't get to be more of a tzanua, you have to be tzafun, and that's what Hashem says to them, Tnu Lechem Tzafun, and I think that's what Yeshua is telling them. You have so much, you have so many people, so you have these massive families, what are you going to do? You have to build a big house. Sorry. You have to build a big house. So you go, fine, build a big house, but build it in a way that's not going to be, in a way that people are going to look and be, and Ayin Hara is going to be shalit on them. There's a machlokas with the forest because they weren't inhabited. It wasn't habitable land. I don't know. It's not habitable land, so it may not have been. I don't know. It's a machlokas as to whether the forest were what the status of the forest were. Fine. So Amalei. So he says to them, you got to be careful because you're ayin hara. So they say back, what's wrong with it? We're from Bnei Yosef. Amrulay, they say back to him, Ana Mizari Yosef. We're from the Zer of Yosef. Look, Shatabi Anabisha. For Bnei Yosef, there is no Ayin Hara. There was the bracha from Yosef. The Ayin Hara wouldn't be sholit on them. Question is, wasn't Yoshua from Ephraim? So doesn't he know this as a Ben Yosef? Well, so I'm saying, he ain't Somchan on this. He didn't want to be Somchan on that. But, I mean, they're Menashe, they're Ephraim. So others say, no, it only applies to Menashe. I didn't understand what they were trying to get to. So then why did he, then what's the, what is he telling them, be careful of the Ayin Hara? That's what it says. The Lo Shalta be Anabisha. The Pasuk says, Bain Poras Yosef, Bain Poras Ale Ayin, V'am Rabbi Bo, Al Tikri Ale Ayin, El Ole Ayin. The brach that Yaakov gave Yosef was that for him and his Zerah forever, there'll be no Ayin Hara on them. It won't be Sholeit on them. So why is Yoshua kept worrying about the Ayin Hara? And Rabbi Yosef B'chanina Amar, he says back, he says another source, because it says, V'yidgul aro v'kerv ha'aretz. Ma'adogim shebiyam ma'im yechasim aleyem, v'ein ha'ayin sholeta v'hem, avzaro shel Yosef, ein ha'ayin sholeta v'hem. Just like the fish in the sea, the water protects them, so too, the water protects them. You can't see fish. If you clear water, you can see them. What is the water? How does the water separate ayin hara? What? Okay, so if I want ayin hara, I give you an ayin hara, I'm going to look. I'll go to the water, and I see the fish. I mean, there's got to be something more metaphysical about
this.
You can't act, you can't do sins. You can't be chota. They don't have to worry about ayin hara. They don't have to worry about people being jealous of them and casting an ayin hara. I don't know. I mean, the Chazon Ish asked a good question. He goes, "How is it possible that a person can be nizok by ayin hara? How does it work?" Right? There's no din by that. Kodesh Baruch Hu says what the din is, what you're supposed to have, what you're supposed to not have, where you're supposed to be damaged. So someone gives an ayin hara, someone looks at you in a certain way, and now you're gonna get it. Where does that come from? How does that work? He says halis dina below din. V'imkein eich yochel odom lahasid chaveru b'shelo nigzar alav. So he says no, everything's b'nei shemayim, and it must be that Kodesh Baruch Hu is nigzar that an ayin hara will be sholeit on you. I don't know how that. So that's what they said, yeah. It's Gemara Bava Metzia. It's Andaf Kuz Zayin on the base. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that Rav went into a cemetery and he says that of every 100 people that are buried there, 99 died from an Ayin Hara. So Tosos asks over there, so if 99% of people die from Ayin Hara, why don't we see B'nai Yosef living longer lives? Ayin Hara wasn't Sholit on them. They should live. It's so Tosos to ask like a real on this metaphysical thing. So he says, Im came B'nai Yosef, so Sholit B'nai Hara, how you speak in Larich Yom Yosef? And he says, no, that they died at the same time because Hashem would send them a machla to die at the time when everybody else died in Ayin Hara. I don't know. So the Gra answered, Gra's the Ein Eliyahu, right? Ein Eliyahu. So he says that there are two types of Ayin Hara. There's one type of Ayin Hara that's given out by people, right? And there's another one that's given out by the Malachi Chavala, he calls it. I mean, this is well above my head. So why, when it says that, B'nai Yosef, that Ayin Hara is not sholet on them, that's talking about the Ayin Hara of people. But the Ayin Hara of the Malachim, that also is sholet on B'nai Yosef. Therefore, they're not living any longer, because even though the other Shvatim died from both the Ayin Hara of people and from the Ayin Hara of Malachim, the B'nai Yosef still were able to die from the Ayin Hara of the Malachim. So, I don't know what that means. So the Mithlam Elio, the Dessler in Chelek Dalin on page 4, he says an Ayin Hara comes out from Kinnah. that one has on his friend. Comes from Kinnah. Therefore, that's why the Ayin Hara is not shaletus by fish, because they're mechusim in Ayin, right? And it's like if they live in a different world. You know, they're separated. Like you said, you can't see them. That's what the water does. It separates them from everybody else. You can't have jealousy on each other, right? They don't sit. They're living in their own world, and they don't sit with the Yoshvei Yabasha. And that's why he bears a chazal that says the Mishachai someone min Ayin, someone who lives in a manner that's away from other people's eyes. Right, and his shiupos, his goals are different, legamri from other people. Then he'll never generate kina. No one will be jealous of him because he lives in a different world. And that's if his whole mahus, if your whole mahus is to give, your whole mahus is to be separated, to be different. You don't want to chase after what everybody else has. Then you're not going to have ayin hara b'sholot on you. He says that's why by Yosef there's no ayin hara b'sholot on him, because Yosef was only chai for somebody else. Yosef lived to provide for other people. He didn't live to do anything for himself. He lived to provide for other people, and that's why they said that he doesn't get an ayin hara. So he says that it's not necessarily ben Yosef. It's people who live like Yosef. If you live like Yosef, the ayin hara is not going to be shouldering. Yeah, that seems to be what he's mentioning. Okay. Right, and for ben Yosef it doesn't work. Okay, I don't know. It's ayin hara. But that's something else. They're talking about, like, when you say that colloquially, it's almost like you should have bad luck. It's not like ayin hara here. We're talking about some sort of mazik that comes from somebody's eyes or something like that. Listen, we have hezekriya. We have things where looking is damage. But I don't know. Back to earth. The Gemara says, the Bryce has said before, Meraglim, Yeshua, the Kalev, Naklu Chelkam. The Meraglim, right? Yeshua and Kalev took the chelik of the Meraglim. It didn't go on to their children. It went to Yeshua and Kalev. So Minahin Emili, how do we know this? Right? Amar Ula, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, right, full Pasuk is by Musu Anashim Motzi Divas Arts, Rahman Bafo Sayyid Hashem, Yoshua bin Nun, the Kalib and Yifuna Chayu Mino Anashim Ahim, Ha'ochum Atoras Arts. They lived. So the Gemara says, my the Chayu. What does it mean that they lived? Elaim or Chayu Mamash, if it's coming to tell me that they lived and everyone else died, we already have another Pasuk that tells us that. Haksiv Kra Achrina, below Nosar Mahem Ishkim, Kalib and Yifuna, Yoshua bin Nun. So we already know that they are the survivors. So what does it mean, Chay? Ela Chayu, Shechayu Bilchalkam. Means that they lived, but they lived based on their chaylik. They lived with their, they took their chaylik. Okay, so next, now we have a brisa that says, mislonim, those who complained, the adas korach, and the congregation of korach, lo hayu lehem chaylik baris. That's what it said. But the Gemara said, the Gemara brings it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when you speak bad about Eretz Yisrael and you're chote machti the nation. Yeah, they got a place. There was an island of Yehuda in the middle of Dun, wherever Sheva Dun was, because Sheva Dun had a problem. They didn't get their nachla till later. Okay, but Hatanya, we have a brisa that says Miraglim is lonely by the Skorach Yeshua called Nebuchadnezzar. Right? Our brisa says that the Mislonim and Adas Korach didn't get a chelik. And now we have another brisa that says that the Mislonim and Adas Korach, just like the Miraglim, the Mislonim and Adas Korach portion went to Yeshua and Kalev. So when it says Lokasha, there's Lokasha, Mar, one brisa that says that everything went to Yeshua and Kalev is Makish Mislonim and Miraglim. Just they had a Hekesh of Mislonim to Miraglim. And Mar, another brisa that says that the Mislonim didn't get a chelik at all, Lo Makish Mislonim and Miraglim. He doesn't have the Hekesh, the Tanya, because we have a brisa that says as follows. This is by Benos Slovchad. So what does it say? It said Avinu Meis Bamidbar Hu Lo Haya Besocha Eda Hanoadim Al Hashem Badas Korach Kibicheto Meis Ubanim Hayulo. Basically, what they're saying is that our father died from his own sin, not from anything else. So he should be lumped into the other group. So the Gemara says Avinu Meis Bamidbar Zes Slovchad Hu Lo Haya Besocha Eda. He wasn't part of the Eda. What was the Eda? Eda is the 10, right? Zeh Ados Meraglim. He wasn't one of the 10 Meraglim. So he didn't die from that sin. Hanoadim al Hashem, right? Elam Mislonim. He didn't die because he was a kvetcher. He didn't complain, right? But Adas Korach and Adas Korach to Mashmo. He wasn't one of those. That's why he should get a land. He should get the land, right? So Mar one Mandamer is Makish Mislonim Meraglim. You see that the Mislonim and the Meraglim are in one pasuk, and just like the Meraglim, the Nachal was given to Yeshua and Kalev, so too the Mislonim, the Nachal was given to Yeshua and Kalev. Ma Makish Mislonim Meraglim, Uma Lo Makish Mislonim Meraglim. One doesn't make the Hekesh. So Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Papa Labai, Ulamadim. Right now, the Habmin is Mislonim, and those who complained in the Midbar. Everyone complained in the Midbar. They complained often. There were many in complaints. So according to that, Yeshua and Kalev got their Nachla, they would have been massive landowners. In Eretz Yisrael, they got all the Nachla from all the Mislonim. So he says, I'm going to have a problem with Abayi. L'mad demakish, b'slon demaraglim, ichlo yeshu v'kol v'yarsel kol Eretz Yisrael. They're going to own all of Eretz Yisrael. Just forget it. Like you said, everyone complained. So what was this? What does that mean that Yeshua and Caleb were Yorish all the Nachla of the Mishlonim? No, those are those who didn't complain that they didn't get a Nachla. The Mishlonim were those who complained, we don't have meat, we want to go back to Mitzrayim, we want all the fetches in Eretz Yisrael.
Who kept track of that?
The Torah records it.
They're saying which people were.
They knew. Ask the president. He knows who complains. He's pretty keeping his head down. Okay, fine. Everybody. Right, everybody. No, not here. I'm saying, but the Mishlonim, they had the slav, they had the mon. You knew who complained. So Amarle, so
he,
yeah, it could be two. So Amarle, it's not that the Mishlonim were separate from Adas Korach. It's not anyone complained, they didn't lose their Nachla. Amarle Mishlonim Sheba Adas Korach Kamin. It's talking about the 250 men who were in Adas Korach. That those 250 men, that would have been what Yeshua and Caleb would have gotten. Not everyone who complained throughout the 40 years in the Midbar.
And okay. Yet it's also written that these people died and their descendants actually inherited through their grandfathers.
But the Nachla, direct Nachla went to Yeshua. But the only what their grandfathers had, then it would come. Then that would. Well, because they weren't necessarily chotei or machtei. I mean, there are different levels of averus. You know, Yerubba ben Nevad is much worse than other people because he prevented other people. The miraglim was clearly much worse. It caused 40 years in the midbar. Clear that there are different levels. We don't necessarily know them, but the levels of mitzvahs and averus are clearly that there are. I mean, the miraglim caused tremendous damage. So the punishment was more. The Korach, Korach caused tremendous damage.
Right.
They got it. They weren't punished. That wasn't their punishment.
No, I say everyone was satisfied. That's what I'm saying. There was no complaining regarding Nachla.
Because everyone got what they got, except for Tzlafchad and Menashe, according to Abaye.
Finally done though.
What?
Because these people died, and even their descendants got Nachla from their grandfathers. Mm-hmm. They could have gotten more if their parents would not have seen and died. But those who seen and died, they weren't.
Also, there were rules. There were rules set down. If you follow the rules, you got your portion.
And I think you're completely correct. How long it took them 7 years to split up the land? Right. How long do you think it's going to take to split up the land? It took them 20 minutes. So, obviously, there must have been something going on. What if it took 7 years for
them? So, Gemara goes back, okay? The Amar Le Rav Papa Abaye. Papa's going to ask another question to Abaye. Bishlam Aman the Amar Liyotzi Mitzrayim Nischal Kaharetz. It's all fine and dandy if you say that the land was distributed based on the Yotzi Mitzrayim. Hayno Deksiv, that's why the Pasuk says, when describing the Nachla of Menashe in Yoshua, it's in Perek Zayin, it says, Vayiplu Chevle Menashe Asara. The children of Menashe got 10 portions. Shita Bate Abbas, for the 6 families, right? There were six families. You've got to count the sons. Where was it? Yeah, Rashbam says that there were six families: Aviezer, Chelek, Asriel, Shem, Hefer, Shmida. I said six. That's B'nai Menashe. So those six, right? The Abra did who? And the four Chalakim that went to Slavchad, to B'no Slavchad. That's 10. Wait. Just wait. Gemara will talk about it. Okay? Right? They got 3 in our Mishnah and a 4th Nachla. So, Ha Asara, that's a 10. El Amanda Amar, Baya Aretz. According to Amanda Amar, it says that the Baya Aretz got the land. Timanyahu, the Havu. There were only 8. Shita the Shita Batei Avos. 6 of the Batei Avos. And traded who? And the 2 Chalakim of Benot Slavchad. Meaning, well, like we said, the Chazara, the portion that went back to Hefer, and then the double portion that went to Slavchad and his line. That's the only 2 portions. What else did they get? They didn't get anything else. There was no Slavchad didn't have his own portion.
No, that's not Akasha. Akasha is if Hefer is one of the 6, and Slavchad was a son of Hefer, so this is only 6.
We'll get to it. So I know what you're asking. So where it says El Lamanda Amar Lebaya Artzinahu the Habishita Shita Batei Avos Trade Didhu Hatimanya. There's only 8. So the Gemara says Lutameich, according to you, who says that it was right, Lutameich Lamanda Amar Yotz Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz. It wasn't 10 either. There was only 9. The 3 mentioned in our Mishnah, plus the 6, right? Tisha havu, elamayis lechalameimer. What do you have to say? Chad achad abba havelhu. There was one brother of Slavchad. Slavchad had one brother. right, Havaluhu, he had one brother, and they, and what happened to this one brother? He had this one brother, and he was supposed to take a chelik, but he died in the midbar without leaving over any yorshim. So therefore his brothers were yorish him, including Slovchad, who's yorish them, and therefore Beno Slovchad took that portion that Slovchad would have had in his brother. That equals that's the tenth. So Hakanami, so that's how you're getting the extra portion. So you say, oh, I only have eight? Fine, there were two brothers like that. Right? Hakanami Chayaki de Abahabalu. There were two brothers that happened to. So that's where they got the two extra portions. You're gonna make that up, I'll make it. You make up one, I'll make up two. That's how it goes. The Tanya, how do we know this though? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, right, Hashem answers Moshe, came in Oslocho Dobros, Nasoti Tenlehem Achuzas Nachla Psocha Chayavim, the Avarta es Nachla Savim Lehem. So the focus on Nason titain. Nason titain lehem, right? That's one. Zon nachlas aviyam. Besoch achir be'avihen, right? Zon nachlas aviyavihen. That's the nachla of chayfer, right? And they're standing in Slovchot's place to get that. V'havartim es nachlas avim lehen. What's that? Zon chalek b'chora. That's the extra, because Slovchot was the b'chor. Even though the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim says that Slovchot was the second, but it worked it out. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov adds, Omer, Af chelik achaviyim not lushenemar nason titain. Even the chelik of their brother, of their uncle they got, because it says nason titain. So they got, there were four portions, that equals ten. So then Gemara says, Ulamanda amar trei achi da abba havalu. How does he get two brothers like that? Right? Ahu mechuzas nachla nachla. Words of achuzas nachla, that's how he learns it out. Another brother. Total of ten. So now the Gemara asks Nash's question. What is the pasuk counting? It's talking about the children, right? Then two bahavu. They weren't just slavchad, but no slavchad. They were the children of all six of the families. There are hundreds of people to count. And e bate avos kachashiv. And if you're only counting the bate avos, shita havu. It's six. Well, he's coming on 8, 10. You counting no slavchad, or you counting the children, or you counting the bate avos? What's going on? So Gemara answers, La'olam batei avos kachashiv. We're talking about batei avos kachashiv, and why are we then mentioning b'no slovchad in the pasuk? V'hakamash malan, did b'no slovchad naklu chelik b'chora? Because the b'no slovchad taught the chelik b'chora. This is what we asked in the Mishnah. How can they take the chelik b'chora? Rashbam says that b'chora was only, the b'chora is only, it's only roi. It's not mukhsak yet. It says Alma Eretz Yisrael Mukzeket. See, no, Eretz Yisrael was Mukzeket b'yad Yotzei Mitzrayim. Therefore, it says as if the Nachla was already in the hand of Chayfer, and then the Beno Slovko were able to take the double portion in that Nachla that belonged to their father, because Eretz Yisrael is Mukzeket. It's not considered Roy. Yes.
So the other five didn't have Bechor. Did girls first? Five of our families. Only
Chayfer
had a
Bechor. No, to tell us that.
Oh, so really
the
only six?
Right.
Oh, tell us the din.
Through B'nai Slovchad, they're telling us the din of that Eretz Yisrael is Mukzekes and the Bechor gets Pishnayim. There must have been other Bechoros in.
Okay, so how many only six families left? How many people left?
Six grandparents. Yeah. The six families. Six sons of Menashe are the Batei Avos. Right. And from the Batei Avos, that's where everyone came from. So that's what they were counting. They were counting the Batei Avos. Six. No, obviously not, because then they're only counting B'no Slovchad. If you want to count all of them, then you have to count Yair Ben Menashe. You have hundreds of thousands of people who left. You have 52,000 people or something like that. That's not what they were counting. They were counting the Batei Avos. The Nachla was distributed based on six Batei Avos.
Within
each Shevet, there must have been there were hundreds of other people, thousands of other people to give it out. But it starts with.
We have to think. That's the name difference. It's the thing.
Right.